Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And it is time for Freaky Friday, our weekly segment where we ask you to share your creepy, spooky, or coincidental experiences. If you have a tale to tell, do reach out to us. Text 2101 or email us at afternoons@rnz.co.nz. First up, we have Louise about an experience on the Shetlands.
My name's Louise. I live in Russell now, although I have spent most of my life overseas. I was born in New Zealand. And my last long-term residence was in the Shetland Islands, where many, many New Zealanders originated. Now, my story takes place in the house that I owned, which was an old schoolhouse built in 1860. So stone-built, wind whistling through the stones and up from under the floor. I had three small daughters at the time, and they used to say, "Mummy, Mummy, there's a baby crying." And I used to say, "No, don't be so silly. It's the seagulls or it's the lambs." But for a long time, probably over 5 or 6 years, three little girls insisted at different stages in their life that they could hear a baby crying. Well, it wasn't until I had been there about 20 years, joined the local history group, and I was talking about this at one of our meetings. And one of the older women said to me, "Now, you know that was the schoolhouse, and the school teacher lived there with 11 children, and they had a young lass who was living there too to help them in the house and in the schoolroom. Unfortunately, she became pregnant without the school teacher knowing and hid a stillborn baby under the stair risers. And it was not found until it was mummified for many, many years." And this elderly woman said to me, "Well, of course, everybody knew there was a baby under there because everybody could hear it crying, except for me, who thought it was a seagull." So that's my freaky story. And I had to tell my children eventually that they had been right. There had been a baby in the house.
Thanks to Louise for sharing that chilling tale. Now, for our second instalment today, here's Cheryl.
Hi, I'm Cheryl, and this is a story that we had happened to us. We had an interesting experience when we lived in Wellington in an old house in Homewood Crescent in Karori. It was built in 1936, so she was an old girl. My mother was dying of breast cancer when her and I had a discussion, amongst other things. We talked about life after death because neither of us were religious, but she did say when she died, if there was something else after life, she would let me know. On my birthday, my daughter and I were in the sitting room chatting when the cord on the blind by the window started to swing back and forth at quite a rate, striking the wall and making a dinging noise, attracting our attention. I said to my daughter, "Julia, is it windy out there? Because, as you know, it's often windy in Wellington," but there wasn't a breath of wind. Actually, when I went outside, it was really still. This incident still remains unexplained, and I often think about the conversation I had with Mum.
Nothing like creepy music just to help out. Thanks to Cheryl for sharing that Freaky Friday moment. Welcoming your Freaky Friday moments, which of course don't have to happen on Fridays. It's just that we get to share your creepy, spooky or coincidental experiences, text 2101 or email afternoons at rnz.co.nz. It got me remembering, actually, in an earlier life, so I don't know, almost 20 years ago when I was working at the St. James Theatre in Wellington as the publicist for the Royal New Zealand Ballet, I'd always known that there, well, always known, we'd all been told that there was a ghost at the St. James Theatre. One night, I was working late, preparing the programme, the brochure for the year with all the upcoming performances. I was there by myself. My desk faced double doors that led into the wardrobe, double doors that were locked. And one night, I don't know, around 8 o'clock or so, between 8 and 9, those double doors just blew open and then they closed again. And they were locked. And that was my experience of the ghost at the St. James in Wellington. You may know more about that ghost. You may know more about ghosts in theatres. Theatres often, well, they attract people that either don't want to leave them or some people say can't. So, yeah, looking forward to your spooky story.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.